Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet B'chayrus, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Rezivik Hagon B'karav Mameh. And the Mishnah tells us from Shimon Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel says, Halakech B'heim Niko Min Hanachri. If a person buys a nursing animal from a non-Jew, meaning he buys the mother cow along with its baby that's nursing from it, he doesn't have to suspect that this baby animal that's nursing from the mother is really a different cow's baby, and therefore when this cow that he just bought has a new baby, it would be considered a B'char. It's definitely not. This baby animal that's nursing is nursing from its mother. Similarly, if a person goes into his own flock, and he sees two different animals nursing their young, ones that had already given birth and ones that had not yet given birth, all of a sudden he sees them nursing little babies. He doesn't have to suspect that they decide to trade babies for the day and this one's nursing that one's and the other one's nursing the first one's. He could be certain that each one is nursing its own baby, and then that means he would be going over to the one that had not yet given birth, and that animal that it's nursing is the Bechar and would have to be given to the Kayin. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we continue to discuss Dinam of Bechar now in regards to another halacha, that is the Isser of Giza. We are not allowed to shear, we're not allowed to cut off the wool of an animal that's a Bechar. That's an Isser, it's Kaidesh, it's a carbon, so you can't shear the wool and use it for your own benefit. So Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eimer, he says as follows, HaShechet is a Bechar, when one is shechting a Bechar, but the problem is, let's say it's a sheep and it has a lot of fluffy wool by its neck, and it's very difficult to shechta like that. And if you go to the Schlachtoys, the place where they shechta animals, you'll see that they actually take a hair cutting machine and they cut away all of the wool from the neck to make it easier to shecht. So that's what he wants to do. Not a problem. He can make a place for the knife over here and over there, meaning on the neck, and he could pull out that hair as long as he doesn't move it from its place. In other words, when he wants to shecht the animal, it's not a problem. He pulls out the hair that's by the makam hashchita. He's not allowed to cut it with regular scissors or with a hair cutting machine because that's a normal way of shearing it. He just has to pull it out. And also, he's not allowed to move it from its place. He has to leave it next to all the other wool that's still attached to it because that way he's showing that he's not using it at all. He's simply taking it out from the neck area so that he could do proper shechita. So too, if he pulls out the hair in order to see a mum, if he has a bechar and he wants to see whether or not it has a blemish, is he able to bring it as a carbon or not? So he has to pull out some hair. It's the same thing. He's allowed to pull out that hair. It's not considered like he's shearing it, but he has to leave it in its place so that it's clear that that's why he's doing it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and on the Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.